When we think of experts in the courtroom these days, it's usually something to do with DNA samples, poison, or toxic pollutants. But UW neuroscience professor Ronald Khalil says increasingly, understanding the nervous system, and especially the brain, is becoming essential in many areas of law. He says recent research on adolescent brain development calls into question how we judge the criminal liability of a teenager.
In this state, if you are a 10-year-old and you're implicated in a capital crime, you get swept into the adult justice system. Our system of common law is predicated on the notion that at all times we are rational, reasonable actors and therefore responsible for what we do. And this, of course, is not the case at all. And neuroscience is helping to push back that notion dramatically.
These issues were debated before the state Supreme Court this year in the case of a 14-year-old who murdered a classmate 13 years ago and is now seeking a reduction of his life without parole sentence. Khalil says the new dual degree will help law students who expect to be representing or prosecuting juveniles prepare themselves better. UW law professor Pilar Osorio says it will also serve students on a neuroscience career path.
They might be a really great neuroscientist who's doing research, asking questions that are pertinent to legal problems.
The dual degree program is accepting students this fall and includes courses in both constitutional and criminal law, as well as developmental and behavioral neurobiology. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.